did notice that it seemed like at the corner of the eye, the one that was in most danger of seeing you, the one that was facing your direction at all, did seem to, like, nod your direction. And his other buddies go, "What?"
"Well, this is a fantastic time for me to be under a cart."
Okay, acrobatics.
27.
Okay. Yeah, more than enough.
I'm a paper.
All right, he will get up, and he will walk that direction.
I watch Boots.
Ice.
Roll a stealth check.
I believe in you, giant spider.
I needed more than your belief.
Bahamut doesn't.
So this might turn into combat.
No, not for
long. That's gonna be. Well, wait. You said I use my stats as well.
No,
as well. You use your.
You have inspiration.
I think what it would be is.
Yeah, you do have inspiration.
I'm gonna use my inspiration.
Come on.
Seems like a fantastic time for it.
But oh my god! Even worse.
Halfling luck. No, I'm not a halfling.
Not a halfling.
No, I'm stupid. I play too many fucking characters.
Oh man.
So, thanks for being the distraction whilst I masterfully hide the fuck under this thing.
Oh, no. Please send that to dice to fuck off jail.
You'll never see Boots again.
Pooch. Wow.
Holy fuck.
Baby, I love you. This is just a fantastic story. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So, and meanwhile, us and
so I hear like a shriek.
As a claw, let's go accidentally.
So basically, there's a dwarf, and he's walking right over to where you are, and you're like, whoops. And you're like, please don't see me, please don't see me. You're like the dumb blonde chick hiding under the bed from the serial killer, and you see the boop.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden,
baby, you're going to be taken.
Right? And all of a sudden, you hear it. As you are trying to, like, slowly get to, but you slip somehow as a spider, like, you hit, like, a slip.
I think, like, my mandible is just kind of,
well,
like...
I mean,
just,
and they both go, plant a leg, and then rock
and
comes off.
Two Dwergar come right over and look right at you. And that is when we roll for initiative.
Oh, shit. And we have no way of getting up there to him.
You're miles away.
A bit.
This is going to be an escape combat, don't worry. Or it's going to be, I roll the ballista down
but
the fucking
stairs. But you know what, at the very least, they don't realize that it's a person, they still think it's a fucking giant wolf spider.
It's true.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I sincerely hope.
I'm not dropping.
Can you write the initiative on that? Yeah. We're going to theater of the mind this.
Maybe maybe they'll
I've got a map, do you want me to draw a little grid?
No, but you will keep that. It's 30 feet by, actually it's 25 by 25 feet.
Maybe at the very least they'll just think they've got a pest control problem rather than a, you know, adventure problem.
It is possible. Unless they see a Zeme, or unless they reduce her wolf spider to zero and it turns into a druid, and then she's on the side of a tower and it falls.
She has
70 feet.
Yeah, those are all problems. Alright, initiative, you say?
Initiative, yes. Gotta love them ones.
Well,
I fucking rolled a 2 and then
God, uninspired.
I fucking wasted my inspiration.
Dude, you guys do nothing but waste the inspiration.
Like,
I give you.
I got some because I didn't get any, and now I'm just like, well, what the fuck's the
Welcome
point?
Welcome to the club of wasted inspiration.
Well, that's really a very pleasant thing.
Good.
You're gonna need it.
Yep.
I am indeed gonna need it. So I would use their dex to do my
yes. But your proficiency bonus still, I think.
Yes.
Is that how it is for initiative?
No, you don't get proficiency.
No,
initiative.
You don't get
just
proficiency.
Kidding.
You just get your
unless you have a thing that gives you that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter anyway. Somebody it's going to be the same, so it's going to be a
theory 20, of the mind this, but I'll have a map over here.
22.
Okay. 22 for you, 12 for me. Are you doing all the Dwerger as one, or what?
Which yeah, all the Dwerger go on one.
They go on one?
No, they go... they got a 12.
Are they tied with me?
Okay, well,
my dex is higher.
Most assuredly, I have more dex.
You can figure out a way to just yank them over the side of the fucking rail.
Right, just grab, toss.
I don't think they're going to survive that fall.
That's a
but
fall.
But I don't have,
you don't
like,
get improved grapple with your bite or anything? Or grab, or whatever it is?
No.
I have.
She gets a bite
I
attack
have
with
some
poison.
Crazy bite damage.
Unfortunately, they're
and it does
dwarves.
Have damage.
They
I
are
mean,
dwarves. They take half damage. from poison.
But I still poison nonetheless.
Actually, they're Dwargar. I don't think they get that.
I don't know.
They have resistance. They have advantage on saving throws against poison spells and illusions.
Shit.
Yeah, I suppose their enemy is the Svirf Neblin.
Actually, their ancient enemy is the Illithid.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, apparently Dwargar were once dwarves, and they dug too greedily and too deep, and came across Mad Flayers.
Oh no, Elder Pool Splash.
And then were enslaved by Mad Flayers for generations until they won their freedom with the help of the god they worship, I believe. And,
well, we've all been there.
But their time in captivity had a bad effect on them, and now they're just as about as able as the Mad Flayers.
Literally the only creatures in the Underdark that get along with anybody are the Svirf Neblin.
Fair.
Pretty much.
And that's because they come up to the surface all the time.
The
they don't leave you down there.
So what you're saying is sunshine makes people agreeable.
Yeah.
Generally, yeah.
Okay. So, backtracking, how fast can you climb down a tower?
Same speed.
40 feet.
But I also don't want to leave.
Right, you can just like, I want to go real fast.
She can literally run down as fast as she can fall.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to leave you, though.
Wish you'd given me the broom. Or I hadn't said you took it back. Because I never actually said I gave it back to you.
It's
but you
true.
Said you had it.
I did say I had it. Because, I mean, it's mine. So, technically, I would once you're done using it, I would just take it back.
I specifically asked if she had the broom in case I fell off that goddamn griffin.
Right.
And she does.
I do.
Which means it's now melded into your body.
Yeah. Right.
So, who was first?
For me.
There are two... there are basically two Dwargar within melee distance. And there are two...
What weapons do they have?
Or
do they have drawn weapons?
Yeah, they
both do. They were investigating a strange noise. They are war pits.
Ooh. Minecraft in this motherfucker.
There's some diamonds in there, Spider. What's up?
I'm gonna drink before I get into this.
I am going to. Okay, I have 40 climb speed, so I'm actually going to move, so they're above me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to move around, so I'm going to move 25 feet, crawl over, and then bite.
Okay.
One of them. So,
you're going to take two attacks of opportunity for moving out of there.
Wait, what?
I told you they were within melee.
Oh, you did.
Technically, you could do that up the pillar and never leave their threatened area.
Okay, I'll do that then.
Okay.
But I want to jump onto, I want to get into the thing because if...
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of hit points. Mm-hmm. I was planning on not being seen. So if I turn, I do not want to be a human on the side of it, how many hundreds of feet up?
70.
It's more... It's got to be more than 70.
I lied. You will take 1 point attack of opportunity if you do that, but
that's fine.
Better than two.
Right.
So. Tower's only 70 feet tall. Now, if you were to fall down the side of the mountain, on top of falling...
That's a 21 to hit.
God damn it, it hits.
Have five. That is piercing damage. Mm.
Yeah, I would have looked...
They go, and you try to skate away, and one actually buries the war pick into you, and you climb around behind. It's okay.
So, basically, here's the map. You were here, they're here, and you climbed up this, around the top, and you're now here.
On the pavilion or inside?
Not on the pavilion, inside.
Okay, inside the pavilion. Fantastic.
That's where you wanted, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. So, did I bite the same... Or I don't bite the same one that hits me, but I bite the one that I'm by.
Okay, yeah, swing away. They're wearing...
And I also need... Oh, I guess I need to hit first.
Do it. Hit so hard.
Would I add my strength? What would I add for my bite?
You have a plus to... It should be a plus when it's under your...
Wait, actions.
Attack. Plus two attack, yeah.
Strength plus proficiency is what it says.
Sounds right. Your proficiency is 3.
Awesome. So it's going to be 15. Probably doesn't hit.
It does not.
Chainmail. Pretty tough.
I'm so going to die. I'm so going to die.
But he backs you away with his shield.
Oh, shield.
And then
still,
I...
Right?
But yeah, they
no, I'm not going to move the rest of the way. I can't take another attack of opportunity. But if I stay there, then I'll get, like, double round attacked. So that would have been... How much movement would that have been to do what I wanted to do? Would that be 5, 10, 15, 20? 5, 10, 15,
5. 20, 25. That would have been about 30.
30? All right. Then I'm going to move away with the rest. No, I'm going to stay there.
Okay. Lizzie?
So I see slash hear this?
Oh, yeah. It's quite apparent. And so do the two Dwargar who are sitting at the table.
Okay. What's on the table?
Food, drink, a couple of their war picks that they immediately pick up. Okay.
I'm going to cast Minor Illusion.
Okay.
To make the sound of many more skittering spider legs sound from just off the edge of where she's at.
Nice. I like it. I get save against that or investigation checks, right?
One of those things, yes.
Check. Investigation check to determine it is an illusion.
Illusion. Oh, hey, I get saves against illusions.
I heard about that. Asim doesn't know this.
Damn. That's on saves. This is not a save.
Minor illusion. Intelligence investigation check. Against your spell save DC.
It says spell save.
Which is 14.
Okay, so it is a save.
It is an intelligence investigation check.
That's versus his DC.
Versus my DC.
That doesn't make any sense, but okay.
Because the magic isn't directly affecting you.
Yeah,
because I
guess it's not actually like.
All right. 15, you said?
14.
The two who she's fighting, believe it. One of the people at the table believe it. And one of the people, the other one, was like, "Now, do you have to, is what do you have to do to make to cast this? Is it verbal and somatic?
Somatic and material, but I ignore material because of the monk skills. Okay. So I'm just wiggling fingers.
Okay,
spiders.
Got it. Yeah, cool.
And just as a kind of test, because I really had to flatten myself out to get up under this thing, so I assume my back's already like up against it.
Pretty much."
I'm going to just sort of try and push up a little bit and see, are these well-greased wheels, or am I going to have to really work if I want to move this thing from under here? Not just real subtle.
They're well-greased and well-kept of, but it's not like caster is easy. This thing is heavy.
Okay.
You think there's four of them up here because it would probably take four people to operate.
Okay. That's fine. Then, what kind of wheels are they, since they're not casters? Option two is
iron break the woods.
Got it. Alright, I'm good. Because the illusion's in action.
Alright. So. Fairly you stayed where you were, right?
I did.
No, I meant her.
Oh.
Can I retcon and say that I moved back those 10 feet?
Sure. I just get the time opportunity.
That's fine.
And, how does a 13 do?
Meets. Mm.
706.
That turns me back into human.
So you're 10 feet away, but now you're human again.
Are you on the wall, or did you get up atop a horizontal surface?
Horizontal surface.
No, I'm actually on level with you.
Yeah. Oh, you got up on the thing.
Yes, I am on the deck, because I knew that I had two fucking dwarves on me, and I knew that spiders are easy to crush.
Speaking of two fucking dwarves, they both walk up to you with their war picks. While yelling something in a language you don't understand, but you can guess probably means ALARM!
Probably.
Alright, what is your armor class?
When I am human, my armor class is 14.
Oh! I'm terribly sorry. I missed you on that
Oh, still spider.
Still, you're still
spider.
Whew. I apologize. I looked at damage and not two hit, so it was two less. So
yeah, so that wouldn't hit me.
But they still move up to hit the spider, and one rolls a 13, and one rolls a 11.
The 11 does not hit. 13 does.
Okay, so go ahead and have 8 damage.
So I am now.
Yes.
Human.
And they bury one of the misses. You skitter out of the way, but the other one manages to bury his war pick into you, and crazily before his eyes, you turn into a human, and he pulls it out, and then he yells alarm, and that's him, and the other two get up, draw their weapons, and let's see, they're over here, they're over here, they're 10 feet away, they're over here, so...
You two are terrible stealth adventures.
No, 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 no.
One of them can get to you.
One of us is terrible stealth
adventures. I rolled a 1. It wasn't my fault.
Remains unnoticed.
What is your actual armor class?
14.
14. All right. Well, one of them runs up to you and whiffs, and another one runs up to you and whiffs. So you are surrounded on all sides, girl. That is their turn.
You're next.
All right, so...
Two of them are actually standing on top of the ballista to get to you. So basically, what you're looking at here is you're here, and they're 1, 2, 3, 4.
So they're 4 deep.
Yeah, you got a column to your back, but you're surrounded on these sides. Speaking of which, there are two dwarves standing on top of the ballista that you're under.
Great. Slightly tighter squeeze now.
Yep, a little bit, actually.
Fat bastards.
Hold on.
Do not approve.
You are on the edge, though, surrounded on all the sides where you could get away from the edge. So that's bad news.
Okay. I am going to cast...
Okay.
Wind Wall.
Oh, yeah. I think I like the premise.
What does that do?
Okay, it says you can make the wall up to 50 feet long, 15 feet high, and 1 foot thick. You can shape the wall in any way you choose, so long as it makes one continuous path along the ground.
I guess you can wind that up the side of the tower, over the top of the tower.
The wall lasts for the duration. When the wall appears, each creature within its area must make a strength saving throw. A creature takes bludgeoning damage on a failed save, or half as much on a successful one.
But does it push them?
No.
Damn it.
Okay, so basically...
Hold on, it says... Strong wind keeps fog, smoke, and other gases at bay. Small or smaller flying creatures or objects can't pass through it. Light, loose-weight materials brought into the wall fly upward. Arrows, bolts, and ordinary projectile targets miss. And creatures in gaseous form can't go through it. But it does not... As much as I would love it to go...
Just blow them all
like
off the
fucking
wall.
Blow them off.
You know what would actually do that, though, right?
Thunderwave.
Yeah.
But Thunderwave would be... It would get him as well because of where I'm located.
Would it? I'm under the ballista. You're on a corner, and I'm in the middle. I don't think it would.
Remember, it's a cube that you can exclude yourself from.
But it is an extraordinarily loud...
Oh, it's a good bet. The Empire knows what it is.
I mean, Dude Man yelled, but...
She's the S, and the X's are the dwarves, and you're under the ballista.
Right, so the reason
What's
I did not do...
What's the radius of Thunderwave?
Thunderwave is 15-foot cubed.
15-foot cube.
I imagine I'd be rolling with a save with disadvantage being stuck under this fucking thing, too.
Absolutely, which is why I'm doing Windwall.
All right.
All right, okay. So here's where you are. Where you, I guess technically you could get all of them.
Oh, get all of them's not hard.
Getting all of them.
And honestly, you being a small creature, you can shimmy back away from...
But I can't go through the wind wall.
No, but...
Because I'm small.
Oh, small flying creatures that she said.
Oh, was it flying?
Yeah.
I thought that it would
be... All right, like, what am I rolling? Back. Because you're getting all of them with it.
Strength.
Oh, good.
Saving throw.
No, not good. Just roll once.
Okay.
I feel like rolling four separate rolls would just make Sabrina a lot happier.
It depends on what he rolls. If he rolls a one and decides to use it for all four, that'd be chill.
Right, okay, but if he rolls like DC? A 20, it's going to be a 15 off on my spell DC.
Okay, save. And fail.
Squee! Okay.
So the two...
So there's bludgeoning damage from this?
It says a creature takes 3d8 bludgeoning damage on a failed save or half as much on a successful one.
These two saved. These two failed. So all they do is take bludgeoning damage, yeah?
Si, senor. Okay.
And,
although I believe it now persists, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Concentration up to 1 minute?
Yeah, so if they stay in the wind wall, they keep getting beat.
Hey, buddy. I need your roll save.
For wind wall?
Yeah, it's going right over top of the ballista.
On top of the ballista isn't under the ballista.
It's wind.
Right, but if it originates from a surface and goes up...
It originates from the ground you're laying on.
Wait, so that makes the ballista lighter.
I mean, it does have a
if it hits me, it makes the ballista lighter. You can't have it both ways.
Okay, how, vaguely?
How many vaguely?
How many squares does the ballista take up?
Four.
Okay, he's a small creature, which means he takes up half a square. You should at least give him like an opportunity to not be in the wind wall. Because he didn't say... We don't know exactly where he ended up under the ballista.
She doesn't know exactly where he is.
That's true.
She is surrounded on all sides. She wouldn't have time to be...
How careful. Many of the ballista squares normally, are covered by the wind wall? Just roll percentage.
Normally, where I would give you advantage because, you know, you're under the ballista, blah, blah, blah. Or I would give you disadvantage because you're being crushed by the ballista. But you're small and you don't take up that much room under the ballista, in which case I would give you advantage. So I'm giving you a straight roll here.
I see.
Please don't let me kill you or hurt you. I don't want to hurt you.
You can't kill me, but...
Oh, well, I could.
Not with this spell.
Not with this spell.
And if you're stuck under the ballista.
I fail. Now.
Alright, so these take.
Well, I rolled shitty.
Oh no.
I rolled good? Under. Yeah, like, good for you, not for.
Do I take half?
Half on save, yeah.
So, two of them take half, two take full.
Okay.
It's going to be a total of 7.
What?
No, it's not 7. I can't fucking math. 10. No.
I count 9.
It is. It's because it's 9. That's why. Oh my god.
You've upset your wife by making her hit me with a wind wall. I
am.
Happy.
I'm so frustrated. I hate hitting my team members. And I also hate rolling shitty. Rolling shitty.
Cast AoE. This sometimes happens. You're on like a 25
by
25.
I'm not bitching. I'm just saying I can't math.
All right, so 9. So half of that is 4. So these two take 4. These two take 9. Azim, it is your turn. You are more than welcome to get out of the wind wall if you choose.
Yeah, I'm gonna. Can I do that while staying under the ballista?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that happens. And then I cast darkness.
Mm. Nice.
True.
This region.
The whole thing?
No, it's only a 15-foot radius, but the half that we're on.
So they can't see me?
Correct. It is magical darkness. Dark vision does not defeat it.
They can't see.
Remember how we didn't get assassinated because of this?
Yeah.
Same shit.
Okay.
Oh, and that is me. Because I moved.
So now it is them?
Had a crawl, which I'm sure is a move action. Yeah, magical darkness, 15-foot radius, concentration up to 10 minutes. A creature with dark vision cannot see through this, and non-magical light cannot illuminate it.
Okay. Them. All of them are going to attack Sabrina again.
Through the darkness.
So and the wind wall.
There's also windy darkness. Things. We basically created a tiny pandemonium plane right here.
It's true, you did.
It says small or smaller flying creatures or objects can't pass through the wall. Loose, lightweight materials brought through the wall fly upward. Arrows, bolts, and other ordinary projectiles launched at the target are deflected upward.
Well, luckily, war picks are neither light nor small.
That's fair. Nor dwarves, for that matter.
Nor dwarves.
But it's still dark.
It is still dark. Swinging at disadvantage. Still rolled a 17 to hit you on the first time.
I'm trying.
At disadvantage?
I rolled a 16 and a 13. They have plus 4.
Glare!
DM's that guy.
Glare!
7 to hit you on the second one.
Negative.
Ooh, natural 20 and a 15, so that still hits you. So 2 hits thus far. And 5 and a 6, so 2 hits. One was almost a crit. Could have been worse.
I disapprove.
Plus 2. Just run.
5. Oh, and I'm getting on my permanent blind. 3, so 8 total damage. That is them. Your turn.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
Oh, it could have been. I was rolling a d8 plus 2, so yes, that could have been
so
much
I'm
gonna worse.
So I'm going to roll a concentration check to keep this wind ball rolling, flying?
Yeah, give me 2, actually.
Do you still have to roll when you get it? Does that work?
Yeah.
What's the DC?
It's 10 or damage dealt, whichever is higher.
It's half damage dealt, I think it is.
I don't spell cast. Yeah, 10 anymore. Or half damage dealt, with whichever is higher.
Okay.
So you're rolling a 10. Concentration check to keep this wind ball up.
Got 15 on the die.
Alright.
12 on the die.
You're good.
So I'm good to keep the wind wall up. Does that mean it automatically does damage?
They did not move out of it during their turn.
They didn't. They really don't have anywhere to move, so yeah. Swing away.
So gotta make that save again.
Yep, strength save. DC 15.
Success, fail. Fail.
Mm.
Those that fail take 9. I can actually math this time.
Yeah. It's because you're not hitting me. You feel better about it.
Right, I guess probably, yeah. That's definitely 9.
Okay. Oof, they do not like this.
And I mount my broom.
Okay.
And fly out of the darkness.
Okay.
Because, like, I have a pillar to my back. I know where I am.
Yeah. Seems reasonable.
Literally, you could be on the roof and still concentrate on that wind wall, too, which is funny.
Right. So, I'm just going to stay. Let's see. So, I mount it. I guess I'm going to fly around the side. Yeah, I'm going to fly around the side.
Which side?
So,
I assume you went out that way.
Yeah, I flew out this. Here. Exactly.
How far?
Darkness is 15 foot radius. So you only have to go up 15
so
feet to get sight
back. I can
back.
See where the natural.
Where did you center the darkness on?
Yeah.
So.
Here, just use this map.
Alright.
Because it's got the squares.
Right. So I'm like here probably.
One over.
One of this one?
Yeah.
That's even better. So then I can just center the darkness on the parapet here to get. Well, actually, a few feet out. I don't want myself to be in the darkness.
Okay.
So, it covers, you know.
Oh, so it just covers them. And all right, so you fly out about probably 15 feet to get out of this darkness.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to...
Because they all went over there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, this entire half of the tower, I want visible and unattended so that I can fuck with it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I go to the non-darkness side. I know that they're... Well, I assume that... Everything around me is in darkness. So I fly out, fly...
Straight back.
Straight back, out of the darkness.
You get to about there.
And then I fly this way.
Which you're... Yeah, you moved 20 feet, so you can
20,
fly 30 more feet.
So I've got... Yeah. So I fly 15.
Mm-hmm.
15. So I'm here.
Okay. You're over here.
Mm-hmm. Can I see Azeem?
No.
You're still under the
ballista? Yeah, I didn't
ballista?
Move out from under the ballista yet. All right, yeah.
Cool. And I'm still concentrating.
So you're kind of just waiting
that's
on
me.
Azeem.
Yep.
All right. That's Azeem. Your turn, buddy.
All right. I'm going to crawl out from the ballista on the non-darkness side.
Okay.
Do I see floaty Dravenia? Is
from
she,
there, yeah.
Is she pretty apparent? Okay.
You do hear the clamoring of more people coming.
Hmm. I don't even think we have time. The clamor of more people coming from where? Upstairs, down the stairs, from the tower.
You see movement on. You see there's a matching balcony. On the apparently there's two sets of these stairs of the diamond stairs.
So there's one on like the backside of a rock face or something.
No, this rock face goes so far up that it goes.
So it does this again.
Yeah, it does that again.
Okay.
And there's another balcony up there, and you see torches and lights and similar moving people. You roll a perception check.
Perceive.
Am I perceptioning?
Natural 20.
You definitely see large hulking forms coming down the second set of stairs to get back to the tower. The thing that is unfortunate about these is they are ogres, and they are in full plate.
It is a long way down for such heavy creatures, but I think we have overstayed our welcome.
Did he say full plate?
He did.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Why do you hate us?
So, are you hovering, like, off the edge of the... Like, where exactly are you?
Yeah, I'm close.
Am I gonna have to like flying leap onto this broom?
I'm coming to get you.
She's roughly.
We're getting the fuck out of here, but I can't quite. The way I had
to make like a 15-foot jumping at door, and if you step of the wind, that's super easy for you.
Right, because it like doubles your
your
distance. Well, you don't even have to roll to jump, right? It's just you jump your.
What's your strength?
Strength is 12.
So you can jump 12 feet with a running jump.
Without having
the wind,
to
you can jump 24 feet without to having to roll.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll see him rolls out from under the cart, looks around, sees it's coming right for us, and yeah, step of the wind, running leap off of the side of the parapet onto the broom.
So
they're heading right for us.
Roll an acrobatics check. It's not gonna be hard. I just want to make sure you don't completely screw the pooch on this.
That's reasonable. That's not my rolling service. Stop trying to steal my dice, John.
Oh, that's good because I was a 2.
24.
So you're like, where's the seam? And all of a sudden you see him go and just
like
land on the
jump
back.
Kick off the parapet.
Yeah, basically.
Half backflip so that I'm facing the correct direction and just land behind you.
And he is on the back of your broom.
And now it's the dwarf's turn.
We have overstayed our welcome.
I'm still concentrating on this wind wall. I want to fucking.
Oh, yeah, I'm still concentrating on darkness.
You see. Out of the bottom of the globe of darkness, about 15 feet down the thing, you hear Aah! One of them. You just see a dark dwarf plummet to his death.
He walked off the side.
Yeah.
I feel like they would try to hit me.
Right, like overswing.
Tried to bull rush you off the thing, and then you weren't there.
Durgar, so he just not the brightest creatures in the world.
They actually aren't unintelligent.
Right,
they have 11. But he went to bull rush you, but you weren't fucking there, and there's a wind wall, and he got pushed over the side. You're welcome. But the rest of them got out of your wind wall and are like, ow.
Where is everything?
Why wouldn't they try to hit me, though?
Because they heard their brother...
Wilhelm screamed on his way down.
It's really not
broke immersion for him.
Even if I can't see you, it's not that difficult to tell when someone's not there.
That's true. You kind of have that sense. Yeah, alright, I just wanted to do more damage.
Plus, they're more than, like, two of them are bloodied from this fucking wind wall, and they just like, I'm getting out of this wind wall, and then we'll throw javelins or something, but you're not there anymore, so.
Do you have fire of any kind? We should destroy this weapon before we leave.
Yes, I do. I have flaming sphere.
I think that would do it.
I'm gonna flaming sphere.
We're gonna leave you this.
I'm gonna flaming sphere, but then we're.
Is that concentration?
Chicka chicka chicka.
I believe it is.
Yeah, I think it is.
Probably.
So you'd have to drop your wind wall to do it.
That's why they're right through it.
I feel, yeah.
It is concentration, yeah.
All right.
So, drop the wind wall, cast flaming sphere on...
Just right on top.
Just on top of the ballista.
Right, where there used to be two Dwarger. Just saying.
They moved.
Sure they did.
Still.
But now there's a flaming ballista. With all of the bowstrings just burned up.
We'll give him some.
You hear your ballista, you hear your flaming sphere, like, drop onto wood, and you hear it start to conflagrate.
Which is funny, because, like, only half of the ballista is visible, so it's like a ballista, or it's like a flaming hemisphere on the edge of this sphere, most sphere of darkness.
I mean, it's not like you hit dry balsa wood.
Right, it's treated, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
With flammable shit?
No. Oftentimes they treat ballistas with less flammable shit, so that, to avoid this very similar...
Well, sucks for that magic fire. Bye.
But I do... So, you need to cast... Like, I'm gonna fly the fuck out of here, but you need to cast Sphere of Darkness on this broom so they don't know where we are.
Contrary to popular belief, a flying ball of darkness is very visible against the night sky. It's too black. However, I think that the fire will certainly do the trick.
But
I assume you're having this conversation as you're flying.
As I'm flying, yes. I fly.
I'm keeping an eye behind us, ready to deflect any arrows that happen to come by.
A few are actually. None are thrown in your way. They all pick up javelins, but then realize you're way too far out of range, and they put them away.
So where are they?
On the tower.
Well, I mean, the darkness persists, and it pretty much, where he said he did it, you can't see really the front of that tower where they are.
So, how does concentration work once you're outside the spell radius, or range? Can I just hold this until the end, even if I am far away?
I imagine not.
But I mean...
Imagine once you get out of spell range, it would probably dissipate.
Okay. And this matters because I feel like her radius is further than mine.
For that particular spell, let me double check. The range is 60 feet.
Alright, darkness is the same. So, what I would suggest as we are fleeing... is to just roll your sphere towards the front of the tower. Maybe it'll push another Dwerger or two off. They're in the darkness, we don't know. Both of these spells are sort of going to fall off at the same time. But we may get an extra one on the way out, just for funsies.
Well, my thing is...
Because you can move yours as a bonus action.
I can move mine as a bonus action.
So, casting, moving the broom, roll it forward as a bonus action. You can do all that shit in one turn, I think.
It's true, I can.
Mm-hmm. So... The broom leaves it, and the flaming sphere attempts to follow until it falls off the tower, pushing, hopefully, all the Dwerger with it.
No. Well...
That's the way we're going.
Yes. However, I have to...
And a flaming sphere in the darkness is hilarious.
But, no,
because they don't know what's there until it burns it.
Trust. I'm going to move it to the very end.
Okay.
Edge. And then I'm going to move 50 feet. That's still...
Right, still range.
At the beginning, right, at the beginning part of my turn.
We cast it before you moved too, right?
Right.
So you were here, and you cast the sphere here, because you were waiting for me.
Right.
And then we sort of went this way. So I don't even know that you'll be the full 50 feet away from the sphere at the end
what
of
the
move.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It gets more damage if the fuckers stand next to it. I damage them.
Right, and if they don't know it's there until it's on top of them because it's dark...
I realize it's dark, but it's a giant ball of fire.
Right.
You feel fire with you more
flee.
Than your eyes.
Right, but...
You flee fire, and maybe you flee fire off a tower. I want to hear more Wilhelm screams.
Sure.
I'm cool with Wilhelm screams, so... but listen. Okay, so, but you said that they like try to throw javelins at us.
Not those dwarves. I'm talking about the lizard men. From
oh,
the
other people were throwing javelins, mm-hmm. but they aren't near my flaming sphere.
No.
So those dwarves, though.
Right.
You know, just for funsies, I'm going to say, yeah, you managed to get one more Dwergar to fall to his flaming death. But that's about it before you really start to see more troops coming.
No, this is all on the way out. This is just us pulling our spells behind us until we get too far away and they expire.
Well, that happens. And then you guys
so
flee
we've,
into
we've
the
we've bested
next.
Two.
Right.
Yes, and
okay.
a ballista.
I feel
and
better.
And a ballista. Hey, killed that ballista.
Fuck yeah, we did.
Thing is burnt to shit.
And then we just...
Back to...
So, Hathor...
Do you see it in the distance?
Charades is going on. And by going on, I mean Marilla has stopped playing charades, but Nadar still thinks they're playing.
Oh no, I see the pinpoint of firelight in the distance.
Yeah,
I
know what that is. Sure do.
Pinpoint of firelight? What are you talking
your
about?
Your ball. Your flaming sphere is probably visible from miles off.
For just a second. The burning ballista is visible from miles off.
Also it's on the side of a cliff on the side of the mountain.
There's like entirely black background and now...
Okay.
Well, I think we've lost the element of surprise.
I did not guess that word.
Right, that's a really complicated charade.
All right.
It's like acting it out with that entire role-playing session. Oh, what is Lost the Element of Surprise? For 600.
Okay. I have to
15.
Pee, so.
Perception.
Yeah. Fire.
It's fire against the blackness.
No, did I see... That Hathor was staring at fire against the blackness.
Mm-hmm. I've been staring in that direction the entire time.
Okay, because I've been playing
watching for charades. Very
he's
thing.
Been playing charades like this.
Yeah, he hasn't really moved, so... I mean, nothing's out of the ordinary.
What are you... Bahamut.
By the big brass balls of Bahamut. That ain't good.
And I will wait patiently for a seaman Dravinia to...
undoubtedly fly in a rush.
Yes.
Which I assume
I'm do. Hoping they both arrive.
That is a fair concern.
So I just walk over there and grab my shield, pick it up,
polish up your holy symbol, prepare the heals.
And I will arm my shield.
They left us here because we are not quiet.
Wow, that's quite the insight, Jeff, you got there.
That's actually rather brilliant.
Shit, he's right. I hate when he's right.
This is bullshit. They left us here because we aren't quiet. But then they screwed the pooch.
No, not they. I seem recovered from other errors.
1-1.
Preceded by a 2.
Leads for gray storytelling.
So,
yeah, it does.
As you might imagine, Dravinia and Azim come back rather hurriedly on the broom.
My arms are crossed.
Now, how do your wounds work with Wild Shape? Do you appear wounded, or is it just the spider body that
I'm
got
pretty
wounded?
Sure my so spider is wounded, and once it's wounded to the fullest, I...
Right, you revert shape, but do you appear injured?
I don't
or do you
so.
Just appear
it's
really
just, those are temporary
like,
hit
if any of the hit points traveled over to your actual hit point maximum, of course you would appear a bit wounded, but no, okay. She doesn't have a...
So we both appear unscathed, just like...
She
I got
hit
once.
A little blood.
Alright.
Okay, so.
I got a huge, like, pick wound, like, right
like
here
a
in my
puck,
arm.
Puncture,
like,
sucker.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, what happened?
Nadar, you say... You make
spiders
too much
can't
noise,
climb
you say.
A mountain. Well, they can, but then they dislodge rocks and fucking dwarfs, dark dwarfs, figure out about it. And I, like, literally stomp away like a girl.
What else did you
angry.
See up there?
It went well initially.
Okay.
We.
I'm not even looking at you now. I'm still looking at the mountain and watching for something to start, like, coming, running down through the forest at us.
Oh, that fire's gone.
No, I'm watching for anything now to come, start coming, making its way down the mountain toward us.
But you notice the fire's going.
Yeah.
We crept to the edge of the woods. There is a cleared off section between here and the edge of a rather suspiciously flat cliff face that I imagine is worked stone. It contains a diamond staircase. At the landing on each side, there is a guard tower. We decided to investigate the tower on the left. Dravinia turned into a giant spider. We scaled the mountain, scaled the tower, discovered four of these Duergar, I think you called them, and a ballista, a guard atop the tower. My intent was to simply sabotage the ballista, but unfortunately Dravinia was discovered as she was scaling around the wall trying to avoid the patrol. And the guard saw her. There was a brief scuffle. The alarm was sounded. I made the magical darkness as I did in the woods with the assassins. Dravinia lit the ballista on fire and we fled.
That being said, we ought to relocate.
I do
I
not
apologize.
Think that they saw us flee because the angle of our escape
coordinated with the darkness long enough that I think we were out of their range before they knew what to look for. It is not a very bright night.
I hope you're right. You're probably right. They know which way we flew.
Yeah, that is true, but we flew a few miles. And the camp is cold, I assume. So
yeah, obviously.
If we've got access to the tiny hut, I mean, it's comfortable in there, and there's light on the inside, but not on the outside.
There's nothing to draw them to this specific
bit of forest. I mean, I can feel that's inside, but not five more people plus the Griffles.
I do not.
They may want to pull back.
That we were pursued. However, Dravini, if I may use the broom again, I will go just to the edge of the forest and see what there is to see.
If you wish to chance it, it is on you. I think that it's probably best with my temper at this moment
you,
to let you go by yourself.
I heard, I did not see, but I heard the sounds of metal meeting flesh. You seem unwounded, mostly. But
yeah.
I think that I am better prepared to escape if things go awry. Especially being small.
Does it hurt?
Yes, it hurts. He got me with a pick. Don't touch it.
They're puncture wounds. You may want to use magical healing. You cannot really heal naturally.
You know, if there are creatures that are going to be looking for this camp, maybe we shouldn't be making quite so much noise.
That is why I want to go look. He did poke a wound. The broom, if you please.
You do me a favor when you're doing your scouting around. See if you can find a secluded spot that we can move the camp to.
I will.
It's
curtains.
Five damage.
Lead. A duck.
And I go to the Griffin Rider in charge.
Yeah.
And I tell them
that would be the Lieutenant Colonel.
Lieutenant Colonel, we'll pull you Griffins back. I think we've been detected. We can hide ourselves pretty effectively in the forest, but your Griffin's not quite so well.
They're good at many things, and fortunately stealth isn't one of them most of the time. Don't get me wrong, we have a stealth wing, but they're not here. So, if you're all right with me leaving the lot of you, that seems...
If worse comes to worse, I think Nadar will be able to get a message to you.
Oh, don't worry, I will.
Right. Invest in a...
It'll be brief, I promise.
Invest in a helmet that resists that, okay?
Did you...
It'll only be 25 words.
Were you able to figure out approximately how many people or creatures
words too many.
Were there? But I say this before you fly off stealthily. That way, if we're sending these guys away, if we're going to need reinforcements, like, we probably ought to tell them now.
I was mostly looking where you were to gauge the strength and direction of the leap.
So what else did you see when you were up there?
However, they certainly have Duergar, Balliste, lizard folk, and armored ogres.
Armored ogres.
Yes, very well armored, in fact.
Tiamat, you say.
Not unlike... Don't one of you wear full plate at this point?
They both wear full plate.
Not unlike your own level of protection.
Oh, boy.
However, they were also very... I imagine for an ogre, dwarf-made stairs are a bit unwieldy, so it's a long tumble down the mountainside, and they're very heavy with all that armor.
Sadova is good this time of year.
Perhaps Baki. I have this broom. I could just leave. I'm going to scout. I'm going out for cigarettes. The broom never tires. I simply fly across the ocean, go home, have a pint, and wait for all of this to blow. Alright, so I'm gonna go to the edge of the woods with the broom, just sort of floating above the ground so as to make absolutely no sound, and see what there is to see.
Well,
it's a contingent of drow.
I murder them all.
Is this some Wizard of Oz shit?
Roll a stealth check with advantage.
Yo.
With your stealth broom.
Stealth broom. We have a stealth wing. It's me.
Yes, they're all on broom. We call them the Quidditch wing.
It's an odd word. Is that Orbakesian? No, can't be. 26.
Well done. You get to the edge of the forest. Many more torches have been lit. You see...
The mountain wakes.
You see...
Delve too deep. Too greedily.
These lizard folk. There were like just like 2 to 3, maybe 4 before. There are now 6 up on the balconies. They all make a perception check.
That is not on the ball.
On the rolling surface. Perceive of 15.
15? Hmm? They all appear to be holding, look like javelins and maybe rocks in their hands. It looks like they're positioned above the stairs to
rain
things down, rain things on anybody. You see lights up at the top of both these towers, and up on another thing, you also see lights up on another landing above these towers, and they appear to be not towers, more like bunkers.
They're just sort of carved into the side of the stone rather than freestanding structures.
No, they're freestanding structures. It looks to be landings carved in, and there's like bunkers up there. And it looks like some movement up there with like large barrels. And you see another balcony in that diamond, and it's just alive with movement. They just appear to be doubling the guard. They don't appear to be sending anybody out.
Okay. So now, help me paint me a bigger picture here. We've got your double diamond switchback up a cliff face.
Yeah.
Now, is this backing a mountain? Or is this a freestanding plateau up at the top?
It's on the side of a mountain.
Okay. What I want to do is I want to gain some altitude. Okay. Probably half a mile.
Okay.
It's a fucking flying broom. I can do what I want. I can go into space and suffocate if I care to. It doesn't say otherwise.
It's true.
And I just want to make a big old circle around the mountain and see, are there other setups like this around anywhere else? Are there other lights, other towers, any other signs of activity around this particular mountain?
This takes you a while.
Right. It's probably going to be the better part of an hour to just sort of... very far out of range, because light travels forever. I don't have to get in range of anything that matters. Just want to see what's going on in the nighttime in my little broom up in the sky.
You don't see any other activity.
Okay. Then I'll return to camp. Or return to where camp was, because for all I know, they moved by now.
Okay. So you return to camp. Have you guys moved?
No, we were waiting for him to scout us a spot.
Okay. So do you find a spot?
So...
roll survival.
Where'd they go? Cold camp. Good luck, buddy.
No, I think it's a wisdom secluded spot for them to move to.
Oh, right. That's 10.
You do not find any such spot.
It's really dark, and I'm high up in the sky.
It is. Okay. You don't have dark vision.
Right. Not out that far, no matter what I do.
So he returns after probably 2 hours.
Hmm.
Do you guys do anything in that 2 hours?
You got plenty of time to be concerned and bail so that I come back to nothing.
I mean, I got all my shit packed up, and I'm basically standing at attention waiting for something to pop out at us.
Okay, well, nothing does in that time.
We need to find another place to set up camp, so just in case something comes this way, we need to find something a little less out in the open.
Well, the way that we were pretty much straight to it. If we perhaps go a few miles east or west, it would be farther out of the way.
You're the woodsy one. Find us a spot.
On that note, not that I was there, but terrain-wise, you said there was like a cleared couple hundred feet.
Hmm.
Is that true all the way around?
No.
Okay. Just here?
Just around that entrance. It's
so clear. Otherwise, the forest goes right up to presumably the tree line on the mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is important information. All right.
There's no trees anywhere near any of the towers, any of the bunkers. They've cleared
I'll climb this whole mountain from the backside and come on these motherfuckers from above.
That's what I'm saying. They've cleared about 150 feet above them. It's like a buffer around entirely where this thing is.
Right, but instead of, like, here's a bird's eye view of a mountain, we've cleared this. It's, here's a mountain with some front shit. We've cleared this front space, right? Is that what you're telling me? Like,
We've cleared the front space, like, and
this is forest. This is not, because here's our little tower business.
No, I think what he's saying is that there's growth all over the mountain,
there right?
But in a circular, like,
but like in a circle that you've like sort of superimposed on this side of the mountain,
on the side right. of the mountain, not the around the side of a mountain,
right? So this front side of the mountain has been cleared of trees,
right?
But the rest of it around is unfucked with.
Yeah, basically.
Okay,
and you did note that with it lit up a little bit better, you could note the size of this basically entrance. Okay. Structure or whatever it is. Where are my fucking notes now? Here it is. Probably 300 feet tall.
What, the stairs?
Yeah, where the stairs... From where the stairs start, which is up the mountain a ways.
Right.
To where... You guess like these top towers are. You may have seen two other towers and a bridge.
So up there, that second tier, was there like an entrance into the mountain?
No,
was
no.
Apparent?
First tier, diamond. Mm-hmm. Second tier, diamond.
Right.
And you saw like a causeway
okay.
going from there and like two more towers.
So it was a third level, or half a level at least.
There's a causeway leading from the top of the second diamond into... You didn't get close enough to see. You did see a causeway.
Into the mountain?
Into somewhere.
But if it was open air, I mean, I could just fly over the whole thing.
Well, you said you flew around, and you said you were like a half mile up, so it was kind of hard to see from where you were.
Okay. That's fair. No, I'm not trying to get within... Asim doesn't know the actual ranges of magic, so he's not taking any chances.
So anyway, go ahead and roll a survival check... Gervinia to divine a secluded spot.
So do I make it back?
Yes, you make it back. They won't move without you.
Alright.
Yeah, report. We will not. I'm just kind of like
she went
doing my
scout.
Survival like,
right.
scout
I mean,
thing.
Obviously you've got plenty of time. So.
That's going to be a 17.
17 is more than enough to find a pretty secluded spot about a mile and a half to the east.
Okay.
Which, for those playing the home game, would be to your left. Because the mountain is south of you.
Okay.
Cardinal directions check out. I come back and report everything you just said. As clear as this is the only entrance that they care about, if there are others, they are either undiscovered or only guarded from the inside. So perhaps that would be the ideal method if there is another way in.
Yeah, that's the front door. That's why I was thinking.
We got lucky on our last front door assault. It's not going to go that well this time.
Can I try that roll again now that we're on the ground and I'm getting a better idea of what the terrain is like?
Sure. Why not?
Do we know anyone with knowledge of this ancient civilization that we could ask via magical message?
Let's see. It would be... 15, if it's just rolling with my history check, I don't know if my dwarven rock stuff would apply here.
I feel like
once we found it,
if it did, what would it do?
Let me find out here.
Yeah, it's a double your proficiency, right?
I believe it is.
So, what would that be, an 18?
That would be an 18.
It's still not enough to know where, you don't know enough about the complex to divine where a secret door might be. Dwarves, they're really ridiculously good at keeping secrets, and they know other doors. Dwarves keep secret doors, so they try not to be predictable to other dwarves about where a secret door might be.
Right.
I saw a causeway that may lead in, but...
That's the front door, though.
Yes.
Let's
it
let's
is
get
pretty
moving.
Well guarded. They know what they're doing. They know to expect somebody.
Well, let's get going. Let's make camp.
And we could get there. But even if we bypassed all of those guards that we saw, how many more do they have if they can afford to spew? I mean, they were coming out in droves. Half a dozen lizards, ogres, Duergar. And presumably as many again in the twin tower on the other side. We need another way in.
The other option would be, if that causeway is an entrance, basically go up one at a time on the broom, just stay out of their view, drop off right on top of the mountain, and then rappel down into the causeway. Bypass that whole front entrance.
Not impossible, but not all of us are stealthy.
Depends on the day, I suppose. Usually I'm pretty stealthy, but today, that rock just right from underneath my little...
Stealth is as much a matter of luck as anything else.
Well, you had that ability where you could make us...
And I can give guidance from Bahamut.
Yes, I can make all of us more stealthy. And this may work, but... fighting our way out isn't necessarily better than fighting our way in. And even if we go in and do everything we hope to achieve, we still have to escape somehow.
Well, at that point, we could get out, you know, as soon as we accomplish our mission, we could send a message to the Griffin Riders and have them meet us right outside the cave.
You will forgive me if I do not want my fate decided by military men or women. I do not trust them.
Given that this is a military operation.
We are not in the military.
I'm part of the Sadovan Foreign Legion.
Even if that is so, the officer who sent us here has not accepted us as part of their chain of command, if I understand how these things work. Therefore, at best, they'll help us if they want. I do not want to make any plans that rely on their help, if we can avoid it. They got this here.
We've got to get all those civilians out, too, if they're still alive.
That is true.
Shit.
But if we die...
I do not have that high of a hope, to
be
honest.
But if we die in the process, what good is it?
To save the civilians?
Well, I'm saying, certainly, saving the civilians is fantastic. And keeping the bloodshed from... they said that... they need copious amounts of blood to...
The sacrifice thing that's going to summon this beast from the Shadowfell. We've got to stop that.
Exactly. There was mention of a shard. Was there
right,
not?
Perhaps we can steal the shard.
Or destroy
but
it.
But it looks like whatever it is poisoning the land.
Yes, this is
it
not...
It is not natural, and that needs to be dealt with.
We have an option. You probably won't like it.
Oh, it's been an interesting day. I'm willing to listen.
If we find the shard... Okay. How much do I know about how bags of holding work?
Well, that's a roll or knowledge arcana.
Some things.
Not terrible. Alright, so that's a 17.
That's enough to know pretty much everything.
Okay. So I know that if we put something in the bag and then we destroy the bag, whatever's inside the bag gets destroyed as well.
Really?
You said they just sealed it.
The rules change every edition, buddy.
That's yeah, my understanding was that it got lost.
But the Dungeon Master's Guide does.
And just lost forever in the plane of indefinite article.
Well, you know what? That blind beholder's got way more opportunity to deal with this shit than I can. If a bag is overloaded, pierced, or torn, it ruptures and is destroyed, and its contents are scattered in the astral plane.
Oh, okay.
Which I guess mildly helps. Same thing if you stuff other extra-dimensional storage objects into this one, or vice versa.
We can
astral plane now instead of a giant explosion.
Theoretically, we could also find the summoner, stuff her in the bag, and then tear the bag.
That... Really?
Yeah.
And what would happen?
Fail.
She would go to another dimension that is unknown to me. But she would be gone.
Would she be able to return?
Hard to say. Now, if she's a powerful caster, that's very possible.
She has enslaved a dragon.
I suspect we will have to play this by ear once we discover...
He never said it was enslaved.
The true nature of things. That's true, he just said summoned. Maybe it's here because it wants to be. But also, it's an evil dragon, so I don't think you care.
That is also true.
I don't know how that works. Well, perhaps we could destroy it, perhaps we could take it, perhaps we can use it to our own ends. I do not know. But first we must find it.
These sorts of magics are almost universally evil.
Well, I am not above destroying it if we can. But simply sending it elsewhere where a powerful spellcaster could retrieve it does not seem sufficient to me.
That was an option, but regardless, we have to stop this ceremony.
Yes.
Destroy any kind
hundreds
of
innocents cannot be sacrificed.
Sacrifices.
I agree, but I just don't
kill the
think
caster.
Us dying in the process, us trying to get in there.
We do not intend to die. We must find another way in, if we can. If we cannot, then we will have to plan as we go.
If we fail, we're going to die anyway.
That is
that
true,
mountain,
along with many others.
That yeah. mountain is giant. It's huge. It's a mountain.
Fortress.
It should be. But...
but it is also
there's
a,
no other way in.
It is a dwarven city. And just as Umber, just as Meranin, just as Baki, cities have more than one entrance. Always.
That's
because
true.
People come from different places. If this is a crossroads trade route in the Underdark, because Asim still doesn't know the difference, then there will be many ways in and out.
Okay, first off, it's a dwarven stronghold. It's not the Underdark.
It's underground, it's dark.
The Underdark is a totally different thing. The Underdark is a natural realm. This is artificially carved into the mountain.
So no one carves caves in the Underdark?
Not if they're sensible.
I do not get the sense that anyone who lives underground for their entire life on purpose is sensible.
You
I'm sorry.
Racist motherfucker.
Do you not like the breeze in the sun?
Not especially, no.
You know that all of your precious barley grows above ground, right?
Not all of it. I told you we farm in our caves.
You said mushrooms. You cannot make
that.
Beer out of mushrooms.
We also make more stuff than that.
Dwarves.
Anyway... These strongholds. These strongholds sometimes go too deep and enter the Underdark by mistake. Sometimes you find natural clefts in the rock that are unsealed in the course of mining that lead to the Underdark. But no dwarven stronghold intentionally digs all the way into the Underdark. It is very, very deep, deeper than any miner would ever delve.
But this one has. It is filled with. I saw Dwerga. Are they not creatures of the Underdark?
Well, we don't know that they came up through this fortress.
Fair.
We've seen it ourselves. There's a cavern system, or an artificial underground transit system that spans this whole continent.
I remember the iron rails.
There may have been a connection to this particular citadel. Holy shit.
What?
Copy.
If we could go to another citadel.
Do you know how awfully long that would take?
I should have thought of this earlier.
What of that place that we found the end of a minecart head?
It was collapsed.
That place was collapsed, but
so?
If there was another
I can move rocks.
Settlement nearby with a station for that underground rail system, we might be able to get in that way.
They would have no idea.
Can I
have
use,
no
idea? Like, a knowledge nature?
They're expecting us to come
to
into the front door.
Where, like,
certainly
the
now.
Nearest dwarven...
Who would know such a thing?
...city would be? I wouldn't
not
know
knowledge
that.
Knowledge nature.
Was
no,
this a...
just an intelligence
that'd be history.
...as a prominent dwarven settlement? Like, are there dwarven historians who would have knowledge of such things? Do you know?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you guys have a map.
Because this...
Dwarven strongholds are pretty well marked on the map.
This
right,
sounds
so
promising.
Will I...
Much more so than another frontal assault.
All those big mountains
mm-hmm.
are a dwarven stronghold.
Dude, they're far. They're really stinking far. That's going to be... an 11 intelligence.
Yeah, you know that's the closest dwarven settlement they... They really don't. I mean, there's sometimes hill dwarf settlements.
Was this
but
a capital?
Mainly near the.
Now, at the same time, there was.
Capitals.
Where we found.
But there was
the entrance
someone
to the
in
Underdark.
Charge.
We found something that wasn't one of the dwarven city strongholds.
We found a door that we never opened, didn't we?
No, we opened it. We went inside.
Yeah, you guys
but
found that.
We went inside and there was just like immediately a cave in, wasn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was blocked off. It was caved in.
Yeah, you found part of the Dwarven rail system.
Right.
But that wasn't in one of the Dwarven Mountains.
It was, no, it was outside of Farm Town.
Yes.
Which, but, yeah, because the Dwarven Railway system is used to connect all the major Dwarven right. citadels.
But that means that...
But this one was going towards Umber. It was even marked with a U. So...
Who has knowledge of this?
There could be other not from here, junctions.
But do you know anyone?
Perhaps Thunderbrew.
Other dwarves.
Thunderbrew, I mean, might. He's from Umber. That's the closest dwarf who's been here for extended periods of time that we know.
The problem is, once we find one, then traversing through that tunnel, which could be days travel.
It could be days, could be weeks, could be even longer.
Front door might be our best shot.
If the cave is, or if it's collapsed, that railway, like the other one we found, then...
From what I understand, they haven't been kept up, so...
The front door is not out of the question, if we plan it right. But if there are other ways...
We'll have to fight smart, and we'll have to rely on, rather than trying to get into battles one-on-one with these things, just push them off the damn mountain.
It's easier said
than
done.
How broad was that causeway?
Not very.
Okay. You left one ballista.
Oh, the causeway, and I thought you meant the stairs.
No, the causeway.
Causeway was maybe 20 foot wide.
Okay. We did, but... The ballista is not the problem. If we are going to fly in with the broom one way or another, we will bypass all of that.
But could you use the ballista against them?
So it is a switchback staircase, and the ballista points down the stairs. And this is the first level, so and there were no guards at the base of the stairs, so there's really no one to shoot unless you can re-aim it, and it was quite heavy. It was on wheels, but it's still a ballista. It's the size of a tent.
Marilla speaks up. Sorry to interrupt, but the plan to get directly to the causeway and inside is a good one. If there are no closed or unlocked doors at the end of that causeway, if we find an entrance that is sealed, then we have the entirety of their force behind us and no way forward.
Did you see any other entrances?
No. The front of the mountain here is even bereft of forest. The trees grow as nature intended the rest of the way around, so if there are other entrances, they are untended.
You didn't see any other doors?
No.
From what I know about dwarven strongholds, dwarven doors, they are hard to find, they are hard to see.
I thought you just mentioned, that there was a heavy wooden door with banded iron on it.
Yeah, so that was the one at the head of the causeway.
Base of the tower.
Yeah.
That might be our way in, rather than going all the way up those fucking stairs.
You sense that was the way into the bottom of the tower.
I do not think that would bring us where we need to be.
No, but it would give us a good vantage point to take out the rest of the stuff in the front of the building.
Would dwarven doors be hidden with magic?
Potentially.
I can see magic.
Well, the question is...
But you have to be close to it, do you not?
You do have to be close to it.
How close do you have to be?
1 second while I talk to my guard.
buffering.
That this works in a way similar to my ability to see in the dark.
We would have to find a likely
spot.
Very
limited range.
We have to find a likely spot where there could be a door.
30 feet.
And we have to get you very close to it.
It is my line of thinking. It is not impossible for us to get up to the causeway.
Good idea, but...
We do not know what is there. The causeway simply goes, into the mountain?
You didn't get close enough to see where it went. You saw the beginnings of a causeway, and it went into, past your...
It's misty. Vision. Misty mountains. What can I do?
Well, at the same time, when we were up...
Over.
when we were up on the turret... Or not the turret, but...
On top of the tower.
Right, when we were at the top ballista. Of the tower. There was a door for the dwarves to get in.
There's a trap door, I assume, to get through...
So perhaps all we have to do is get to one of those.
I do not think that the tower will have an entrance to the mountain.
Why wouldn't it?
It is a defensible position.
For defensive reasons.
But you would not want it to be overrun and then lose your entrance.
Yes, exactly. There's no reason to make a vulnerability point tower for guarding purposes when you can simply make the guards walk further.
That if it's not connected to the citadel, then it also means that the dwarves have to go outside and are vulnerable while trying to mount the tower.
Yes.
So, more than likely, it's attached to a barracks or a dungeon or something.
Perhaps. We did not get a chance to see.
So, we could watch to find out where and how the shift changes are for the guard.
But every day that we watch,
so
right.
People die.
Exactly.
I have not done this before because it requires a great deal of effort on my behalf, but I do not see any reason why it would not work. It should be possible for me to simply appear as part of the terrain. If I were to take the broom, fly up high above the mountain, the tower, whatever we need to see, I can alter the appearance of a small area of space, as you have seen. There is no reason I cannot use this to simply appear as if I am part of the sky and watch for shift changes, guard rotations, and the like. Of course, it would be hours of me sitting there waiting for potentially nothing, but we may learn something of value.
I believe more information is definitely needed before we decide, because otherwise I know what we had, what we fought, how it could have been much, much worse.
The elements of surprise and the darkness aided us.
I don't think that we'll be able to have that element of surprise from this point forward.
Not in that way. One of the first things that we learn in hand-to-hand combat is that there's always another distraction. Combat is lies at its heart, and this is no different. We may not be able to surprise them in the way that we did, but while they are looking here, we could be there. Perhaps, if we can find where there is.
So, could the griffins come and be a...
I do not know. Again, I do not want to rely on the military of this place any more than we must.
Just to be a distraction.
If they are willing, certainly. They are capable, and they have the skies to their advantage, even more than we, for they are trained in this, and we are sort of winging it. Wink.
Perhaps you could send a message.
I mean, I can't just wink, it's a microphone.
Perhaps, Nadar, you could send a message to the Lieutenant Colonel.
Yes.
Well, they're just a mile and a half away. We can just walk down there and speak to them.
Are they?
You guys left.
Yeah, they left.
You told them to leave.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Because he even asked you, are you sure?
Okay, that's right.
Either way, it seems to me that much as many of our battles have been where we were outnumbered, our advantage here is that we are unpredictable. They are now expecting perhaps an assault from the front. So we must come in from the rear.
That would be best, but I fear that we will not be able to find it in time to save the people.
I have no knowledge of what time frames or numbers of innocents are required to summon Gloomfang. I do not know of this, but it does not sound a simple task. And I feel that the people of Greensburg have been away from their home for some time now, and there is not yet a Gloomfang darkening the skies. So perhaps we have a little time.
Maybe you can gather information on the guards' schedule for the first... What is this, dawn that we're talking?
I didn't know.
No, we're, it's time we haven't rested yet.
We haven't rested.
And it's still not time.
So at first light, you can do that, and we can try to scour the mountain and see if we can find a door in the same time. And come high noon, we can meet back, share what we've learned, perhaps hopefully find a door.
I am willing to go along with the broom, because I can make my way out of most problems, as far as I know. And do this thing. And literally, to sort of demonstrate what I'm talking about, Minor Illusion is a 5x5 cube at most. So what my intention is I'm going to take the broom, fly up in the sky, and just Minor Illusion blow myself to look like more sky, so that I can watch. And I can do this at will all day.
Okay.
So I'm just demonstrating that same concept on the ground, just making this particular 5-foot square
investigation checks
look like the forest behind me, so that you can see what I'm on about.
Fools me.
You said intelligence?
Yeah. Intelligence investigation.
DC 14.
9.
I meet with a 14.
Then you can see through it. But you can still see what it's supposed to do.
Right.
It's just, I think, semi-transparent once you see through it.
Well, it likewise sees through it.
It will not fool the clever-minded, but I do not think that the adversaries that we are dealing with on the outside...
Right, perhaps an ogre or an orc who is not the most intelligent.
The Duergar that we saw were not particularly alert until we gave them reason. They were mostly sitting around.
If you keep your distance, you might be in good
shape. Yes, the broom does not seem to care how high I care to fly. The air gets rather thin, eventually. But I think that this should be relatively safe to learn more about what we're dealing with. Right. And if not, well, I imagine you'll know.
All right, well, let's tuck in for the night, get some rest, get our abilities back.
I will leave before dawn.